I was asked to speak on Lord Balaram because his appearance day is on Monday. Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Lord Krishna, and therefore he's non-different from Krishna. He's the actual source of all the other incarnations. He came as Lord, whenever Krishna comes, he generally comes in some form. Just as he came as Lord Ramachandra, so Balaram came as Lakshman. When he incarnates as Narayan in his different forms, then Balaram usually comes as Shesha. I won't get into all the details of Lord Balaram, except that when he came as Lakshman, Lord Ramachandra got him into so much difficulty, because he was a younger brother, he had to follow his elder brother, and all he got is into difficulty. He got banged, he got into the forest, I think for 17 years, how many years? 16 years, 17, 14 years. 14 years he was banished into the forest. He had to tell Sita, he had to bring Sita out of Ayodhya and banish her. He had so many problems because of being the younger brother of Lord Ram. So therefore when Krishna came, he decided he'd come as the elder brother. That way he wouldn't get into so much trouble. Because Krishna got him into some trouble because they stole yogurt together. They were both part of the same mafia, Vrindavan mafia. But generally speaking, they were very close brothers. Actually, Balaram is the actual son of Rohini. He was in the womb of Devaki and transferred to the womb of Rohini. And Krishna was also, actually Krishna was born in two places. He was born as the son of Jasoda in his original form, and he was born as Vasudeva Krishna through Devaki. Simultaneously, he appeared. Krishna can do that. In that sense, they were actual brothers because they both were brothers from Devaki, at least in that form. But as the form of Krishna, he was actually born of Jasoda. But due to Yogamaya, Mother Jasoda didn't quite understand. She woke up, Krishna was there. Actually, he was always there. Actually, what happened is Vasudev had just took with a little girl away. And therefore, and he thought he took Krishna away, but actually he took Vasudev Krishna away. Or he actually put Vasudev Krishna merged into Krishna. And when he left, he took the little girl, Krishna's sister, Subhadra, who was actually born simultaneously with Krishna.
That's twins.
Of course, they don't look like twins, but they are. And it just so happens, which is interesting, when Vasudev was in the water when he came over the Jamuna, and he dropped Krishna into the water, but actually he dropped Vasudev in the water, Vasudev Krishna, and Vasudev Krishna stayed in the water. And he actually brought Krishna, and Krishna was already there, but he thought he brought Krishna and gave him to Mother Jasoda. And therefore when Akura went back, was taking Krishna away from Vrindavan, Krishna never goes away from Vrindavan, he stayed there. But when he looked into the water, he saw Vasudev Krishna in the water with four arms. So he had stayed there. And when he came out of the water, actually Krishna had stayed in Vrindavan, and he brought Krishna in his Vasudev form to Mathura. Anyhow, Krishna can do these things. I don't know how he does it. You'll have to ask him. In any case, Balaram, he's always with Krishna. He was in Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's Swayam Rupa, and his expansions are Ekatmaka Rupa and which are Swangsa and Vini, which is has two features, Bhav, Prabhav and Vibhav. And Lord Balaram has both features. He's in Vrindavan, he's in the Prabhav feature, and I think in the his pastimes in Dwarka, and he's in his Vibhav. Tad Ekatma Rupa, Swangsa and Ekatma Rupa. Ekatma Rupa, Tad Ekatma Rupa has two features. Anyhow, I can't read, it's very complicated. So here's Lord Balaram, we're going to read from Lord Balaram, slaying the demon Pralamba. Except in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we don't find so much technological explanation of Lord Balaram, except that he's the source of all the incarnations, and he's always the servant of Krishna in all his incarnations. So if God can be a servant, what to speak of ourselves? Because God wants to be a servant, and we want to be God. That's the difference. But God is actually God, and we're actually a servant. So we got it all mixed. He got it mixed up, and we got it mixed up too. But his getting it mixed up is full of pleasure, and we get it mixed up, we're full of pain. So this is chapter 18. Lord Balaram slays the demon Pralamba. And I imagine on Monday we'll say more about Lord Balaram's activities, but we'll just say a little bit today. The killing of Pralambasura is described in this chapter. Pralambasura is going to be described as the greatest of the demons. And he represents the, according to Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the, what does he represent? Deceitfulness. Yeah, but see, Balaram slays two demons, Denukasura, that's deceitfulness, and this is, I guess, a false guru. One or the other, I can't remember, but they represent something. Balaram kills two demons that can only be killed by devotional service, taking shelter of Balaram. The killing of Pralambasura is described in this chapter. While playing happily in Vrindavan, Balaram climbed up on the shoulders of the demon Pralamba and struck his head with his fist, destroying him. So even in Vrindavan there is boxing. So you, if you're a fan of sports, that you can go to Vrindavan and there's all kinds of sports that they play there, including boxing. They have baseball there. Did you know they had baseball in Vrindavan? When Dravida was fighting against Balaram, Dravida was throwing rocks at him, and Balaram was hitting them with a club out of home run every time. So all kinds of sports are there. In Dwarka, they have tennis, in case you like to play tennis. Then you have to become a queen. Only the queens play. Sri Vrindavan, where Krishna Balaram enacted their pastimes, was even during the summer decorated with all the qualities of spring. At that time, Lord Sri Krishna would become absorbed in various sports, surrounded by Balaram and all the coward boys. One day they were intently dancing, singing, and playing, when a demon named Pralamba entered their midst, disguised as a cowherd boy. The omniscient Lord Krishna saw through the disguise, but even though he thought of how to kill the demon, he treated him as a friend. Krishna then suggested to his young friends and Baladev that they play a game involving contending parties, taking the role of leaders. Krishna Balaram divided the boys into two groups and determined that the losers would have to carry the winners on their shoulders. Thus, when Sridham and Vrishabh, members of Balaram's party, were victorious, Krishna and another boy in his party carried them on their shoulders. Alambasura thought that the unconquerable Lord Shri Krishna would be too great an opponent to contend with, so the demon fought with Balaram instead and was defeated. Taking Lord Balaram on his back, Pralambasura began to walk away very swiftly, but Balaram became as heavy as Mount Meru, and the demon, unable to lift him, had to reveal his true demoniac form. When Balaram saw this terrible form, he struck the demon a ferocious blow on his head with his fist. This blow shattered Pralambasura's head, just as the lightning bolts hurled by king of the demigods shatter mountains. The demons repeatedly vomited blood and fell on the ground. When the coward boys saw Lord Balaram return, they joyfully embraced and congratulated him as the demigod showered garlands of flowers from the heavens and glorified him. Everything's there, even horror stories. Ghastly. Sukadeva Goswami said, surrounded by his blissful companions, who constantly chanted his glories, Krishna then entered the village of Braj, which was decorated with herds of cows. While Krishna and Balaram were enjoying life in Vrindavan in the guise of ordinary cowherd boys, the summer season gradually appeared. The season is not very pleasing to embodied souls. Volume 1, Chapter 18 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. The summer season in India is not very much welcome because of the excessive heat. But in Vrindavan, everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring. Nevertheless, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally staying in Vrindavan along with Balaram, summer manifested the qualities of spring. Such are the features of the land of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the loud sound of waterfalls covered the crickets' noise, and the clusters of trees, constantly moistened by spray from those waterfalls, beautified the entire area. The wind wafting over the waves of the lakes and flowing rivers carried away the pollen of many varieties of lotuses and water lilies, and then cooled the entire Vrindavan area. Thus the residents there did not suffer from the heat generated by the blazing summer sun and seasonal forest fires. Indeed, Vrindavan was abundant with fresh green grass. With their flowing waves, the deep rivers drenched their banks, making them damp and muddy. Thus the rays of the sun, which were as fierce as poison, could not evaporate this earth's sap or parch its green grass. Flowers beautifully decorated the forest of Vrindavan, and many varieties of animals and birds filled it with sound. The peacocks and bees sung, and the cuckoos and cranes cooed. Intending to engage in pastimes, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accompanied by Lord Balaram and surrounded by their cowherd boys and the cows, entered the forest of Vrindavan as he played his flute. Decorating himself with newly grown leaves, along with peacock feathers, garlands, clusters of flower buds, and colored minerals, Balaram, Krishna, and their cowherd boyfriends danced, wrestled, and sung. As Krishna danced, some of the boys accompanied him by singing, and others by playing flutes, hand cymbals, and buffalo horns, while still others praised his dancing. O King, demigods disguise themselves as members of the cowherd community, and just as dramatic dancers praise another dancer, worship Krishna Balaram, who are also appearing as cowherd boys. Krishna Balaram played with their cowherd boyfriends by whirling about, leaping, hurling, slapping, and fighting. Sometimes Krishna Balaram would pull the hair on the boys' heads. Purport. The acharyas have explained this verse as follows. The word brahmanai indicates that the boys pretending that they were machines would sometimes whirl about until they became dizzy. They would also sometimes jump about. The word shapai indicates that sometimes they would hurl objects like balls or stones that would sometimes they would grab each other by the arms and throw one another about. Ashopatana means that sometimes they would slap one another's shoulders or backs, and Vikarshanai indicates that they would drag one another about in the midst of their play. By the word Niyudena, arm wrestling and other types of friendly fighting are indicated. And the word Kaka Paksha Daro means that Krishna Balaram would sometimes grab the hair of the other boys' heads in a playful manner. While the other boys were dancing, O Krishna, O King, Krishna and Balaram would sometimes accompany them with song and instrumental music. And sometimes the two lords would praise the boys, saying, "Very good, very good." Sometimes the coward boys would play with bilva or kumbha fruits. Has anyone ever had a kumbha fruit? Mm-hmm. You know what kumbha fruit is? Here it says, kumbha fruit is a kumbha fruit. And sometimes a handful of amalaki fruits. At other times they would play the games of trying to touch one another, trying to identify somebody while one is blindfolded. Sometimes they would imitate animals and birds. They would sometimes jump around like frogs, sometimes play various jokes, sometimes ride in swings, and sometimes imitate monarchs. In this way, Krishna Balaram played all sorts of well-known games as they wandered among the rivers, hills, valleys, bushes, trees and lakes of Vrindavan. While Ram, Krishna and their coward friends were thus tending the cows in that Vrindavan forest, the demon Pralamba entered their midst. He had assumed the form of a coward boy with the intention of kidnapping Krishna Balaram. Since the Supreme Lord Krishna, who had appeared in the Darsha dynasty, sees everything, he understood that who the demon was. Still, the Lord pretended to accept the demon as a friend, while at the same time seriously considering how to kill him. Krishna, who knows all sports and games, then called together the coward boys and spoke as follows. "Hey, coward boys, let's play now. We'll divide ourselves into two even teams." Purport, the word yatam means that Krishna naturally wanted the two teams to be evenly matched so there would be a good game. In addition to the pleasure of sporting, the purpose of the game was to kill the demon Pralamba. The boys chose Krishna and Balaram as the leaders of the two parties. Some of the boys were on Krishna's side and others joined Balaram. The boys played various games involving carriers and passengers. In these games, the winner would climb up on the back of the losers, who would have to carry them. The word thus carrying and being carried by one another, at the same time tending the cows, the boys followed Krishna to a banyan tree known as Bandiraka. My dear Parikshit, when Shidam, Vrishabha, and the other members of the Lord Balaram's party were victorious in these games, Krishna and his followers had to carry them. Defeated, the Supreme Lord Krishna carried Shridam, Bhadrasena carried Vrishabha, and Pralamba carried Balaram, the son of Rohini. Considering Lord Krishna invincible, the fearmost demon Pralamba quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Meru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with the golden ornaments that resembled a cloud flashing with lightning in carrying the moon. When Balaram, who carries the plow, saw the gigantic body of the demon as he moved swiftly in the sky with his blazing eyes, fiery hair, terrible teeth reaching toward his scowling brows, and an amazing effulgence generated by his armlets, crowns, and earrings, the Lord seemed to become a little frightened. Remembering the actual situation, fearless Balaram understood that the demon was trying to kidnap him, take him away from his companions. The Lord became furious and struck the demon's head with his hard fist, just Indra, the king of the demigods, strikes him out with his thunderbolt weapon. So the reason why Balaram became a little frightened so that he was playing the role of an ordinary coward boy, and to maintain the mood of the pastime, appears slightly disturbed by the horrible demonic body. Also because the demon had appeared as a coward boyfriend of Krishna's, and because Krishna accepted him as a friend, Balaram was slightly apprehensive about killing him. Balaram could have been worried that since this coward boy was actually a demon in disguise, at that very moment, another such demon might have been attacking Lord Krishna himself. Thus, the omniscient and omnipotent Supreme Lord Balaram exhibited the pastime of becoming slightly nervous in the presence of the horrible demon Pralamba. The smash by Balaram's fist, Pralamba's head immediately cracked open. The demon vomited blood from his mouth and lost all consciousness. And then with a great noise he fell lifeless on the ground, like a mountain devastated by Indra. The coward boys were most astonished to see how the powerful Balaram had killed the demon Pralamba, and they exclaimed, "Excellent! Excellent!" They offered Balaram profuse benedictions and then glorified him who deserves all glorification. Their minds overwhelmed with ecstatic love, they embraced him as if he had come back from the dead. The sinful Pralamba, having been killed, the demigods felt extremely happy, and they showered flower garlands upon Lord Balaram and praised the excellence of his deed. Balaram ki jai. Any questions?
That is, what should represent Pralamba Sura to Chaitanya Shukshamita?
Okay. Yeah.
Kama, lust for women, loba, greed, and puja and pratishta, desire for worship and position. And this must be given up by the help of the Guru. Kama, loba.
Lust, greed, desire for position, pratishta. Loba, pratishta. Puja, loba, pratishta. Okay, thank you. Radhe Radhe Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.